Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KDCU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach!
Oh, yeah, it's Todd. Todd.
All right, there you go.
The most metal financial advisor ever.
Yeah. That's right.
You got a question for Todd, man. You know what to do. Call in 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. We want to thank BECU for making it happen. And if you don't know about BECU, it's a great credit union where all you got to do is live. You got to work. You got to attend or just hang out in Washington State. If you're in a school in Washington State, you're eligible for BECU. Check them out at BECU.org. Todd, what's up, buddy?
I'm loving the sunshine, BJ.
You're loving the sunshine. Loving and, you know, sunshine. Does it make you want to go out there and spend your money unwisely? Or are you still in good shape in that way?
I'm actually okay. It usually means work outside, right?
Yeah. I can agree with that.
But here I am, like, I spend money for fertilizer, right?
Yeah.
So it'll grow, so I can mow it some more.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, something's not right here.
There is something to be said, though, about the fact that when the weather gets good, puts us in a good mood. So, I mean, for me, I sometimes go, oh, I'll be carefree with my cash a little bit. I don't know if that's a thing, if it's just me, or if that's a thing. Like, holidays sometimes will do that to us. We're just feeling really good, maybe, and, oh, I'll buy more gifts than, you know, I want to be good to everybody, you know.
There's certainly some peer pressure, I feel, right, with the holiday gifts. You got to get everybody something, right, and you don't want to be a cheapskate. And
I feel that way about summer. It's like,
so
I've survived.
You're a seasonal spender.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I've survived a long winter. I'm going to go out there, have a great time, and, whoa, where'd all that money go? So I do have to be really, like, you know, vigilant and aware, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do it. So it's just me is what you're saying, Todd.
No. I
okay,
don't know.
Fine.
You're asking the guy who's smart with his money if he ever does stupid things with his money.
Oh, I was wondering if you know
done
about
a lot. Yeah. I probably have a big laundry list.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done with your money?
I bought some Metro Media Fiber stock back about in the .com bubble.
I don't even know what that means.
I love
because they don't exist anymore.
I love, though, Todd. Here's the thing. This is what's so great about Todd. He has no idea what he just said. Wasn't frivolous. It's you were doing what you thought was smart financial thing.
I'm thinking like you bought a goat to help mow the lawn and fertilize it.
Something you did not need that was completely unnecessary that would never bring any return on investment.
Like a Yoda statue for my
That's
house.
It. Yeah. I feel like, Todd, there's no non-ROI motivated purchase you've ever made in your life.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
There has to be something somewhere,
like
right?
A big TV.
No. No.
Look at him. No, he doesn't.
No. I have the old, the big 1,000-pound things. Well, even though.
Still?
Not anymore, but you know.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
We're TV shame. Look at Todd.
Like, I still got a Zenith.
Don't shame me.
It still works. I don't need to buy another one. It still works.
I got a Zenith upstairs, a Magnavox downstairs. What's the problem, boys?
Todd, is this the first time in your life you've ever felt shamed for being financially responsible?
Why are you so good with your money, Todd?
What's wrong with you, Todd? You're not American. Well, we do have questions for you, Todd, and you know, now we all feel like maybe, you know what, we were just not good enough to hang out with you anymore because you're like a smart guy. Let's go to JR in South Hill. JR, you are on the rock.
Good morning, fellas and Dickie.
Hi.
All right, what you got for Todd, JR?
So, Todd, I've been in the market to buy a house for about a year now, and I understand, you know, there's a saying for a reason, you know, buy low, sell high. I'm just kind of wanting your take on, you know, just buying a house in general. I mean, I know, you know, it's an investment, it's a long-term thing, but, you know, $315,000, $325,000 ain't getting you nothing on South Hill.
Yeah. Things have gone up
quite a bit. Yeah, and also we need to clarify because Steve had to learn this the hard way. You don't buy a house low and then get high and sell it. You don't. You have to
still live in the repercussions of that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So, JR, are you planning on living there for a while? Not going to move anywhere?
Yeah, we plan. I mean, I would like to make a, you know, an investment and make like a rental one day, but just, you know, I don't see it happening. But yeah, we plan on staying in South Hill forever.
Oh, well, long term, real estate is a great investment. I mean, can I tell you it's in the next year or two? No. But 5-10 years, yeah, it should appreciate. First thing you would do, where are you at in your process, JR?
We got a real estate agent. I'm approved for up to 350, probably more if I wanted. The real estate agent was like, hey, we can get you more, but I don't want more. I'm from Kentucky, where $150,000 gets you a mansion on a lake. But I know we don't live there.
Oh, so JR, I feel so sorry for you, man. It is so tough when you move to a place where you come from a place where things are what you think are reasonable, and then you come here and it's insanity. I do feel sorry for you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, JR, have you checked your credit yet? Is your credit solid?
Yeah, my credit's good. Okay. I'll take care of all of that and stay on top of everything.
Okay. Well, then do you have a down payment? How much are you going to put down? Have you thought about that?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm using the VA loan because I was in the Army, so I'm using the VA loan. So I don't know if I want to put anything down or go through that process. We haven't made up our mind on that.
Okay. Well, if you can put 20% down, that's optimal. Most people, when you're a first-time home buyer, that's difficult. But the 20% will make it so you don't have to pay any private mortgage insurance, or they call it PMI.
Yeah. It is an amazing thing nowadays if somebody could put 20% down.
Yeah,
we've been trying to tell Vicky that, but Vicky wants to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
So she's not going to do it.
But if you can't, try for 10 and then search. I know the VA loans are a good product, but also just talk to your real estate agent or mortgage advisor would be who I would talk to about what your other options and compare them to make sure that PMI can be dropped when your house value does go up above your 20, so you get that 20% equity in there.
Okay.
So, Todd, I appreciate the call, JR. Todd, let me ask a question now, because we've talked about what you should do. You've got your job. Create an emergency fund.
Yep.
That's one of the big things you do.
Yep.
Then, of course, we think about our 401k and retirement. So if you want to buy a house, is that another thing you should be thinking? Like, as soon as you get a job, as soon as you're out there, somebody should encourage you, can you start a fund to get that down payment someday for a house? And you know that, if a house is going to be between, let's say, $500,000 seems to be what you got to expect around here. If you get under $500,000, good for you. So then you know you got to save, $100,000 to do 20% down? Is that possible? Is it plausible to do?
It's tough for young folks, BJ. I remember when I was trying, starting out, this is 30 years ago, I was able to muddle up 5%.
Yeah.
That's what I came up with. And it was better than renting. It was a decision I was going to live here. I wasn't moving in the next, foreseeable future that I knew of. And I've lived there for almost 30 years now. Same house.
Yeah, you've talked about the fact if you can also, double your monthly mortgage so that you can really reduce the interest you're paying. A lot of folks don't realize, and Todd, I don't know if you know the what number it is, but what do we end up paying? Double the price of our house? Is it triple if we actually pay all the interest for the full 30 years? The number is staggering.
It is big.
You think, I got a house for a really good deal. I got it for like $300,000. You go, actually, wait till you see what you pay for it at the end of 30.
The same reason goes why we tell people to invest young, right? It's same thing. It's just compound interest. So you're just paying interest and interest, but in this case you are making your payments, which is paying down that interest on a monthly basis. But it's doing what we why we tell people to invest early, because you can make a lot of money.
So it's a tough call, and those are the things you got to think about in life, because what do I care 30 years from now? I'm in my 20s. What do I care? Do I go for that retirement money, like you said, or do I try to save for a down or get some help? Do I double my mortgage payments so that I only have 15 years that I'm paying interest, which still can save you a significant amount of money?
And I would say that's probably one of the last things you do. So after you have your emergency fund, after you're, you've paid all your credit card and auto loans, you got all that taken care of, you're contributing to your 401k 10% or better. And then now you can start to think about making some extra principal payments on your mortgage.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of text messages based on that last caller about his loan with because he said something about a VA loan, and they said that there's no PMI on VA loans.
Okay, perfect.
So a lot of people are texting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I just want to get that out there. VA doesn't require PMI. No PMI on VA loans. VA loans don't allow PMI.
Oh, that's awesome.
You'll get stuck with it. So that's very cool for him.
Another great reason to be in the military.
Absolutely.
And also I'm happy that they do that, because I feel like the folks that are in the military don't get enough perks, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Let's go to Andy in Puyallup. Andy, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Not too bad, Andy. What you got for us, buddy?
So I've actually got kind of a fun one. See how much you can give me any information on. You'd mentioned a Yoda statue earlier, and that kind of prompted me to call in. I'm sitting on about 120K worth of Star Wars stuff.
Woo!
And, it's a whole life of collecting, boys. But, so I want to insure it, but what I've found is that a lot of insurance companies won't insure it as a whole. They want something, you know, preferably that's like an individual item that's $1,200 by itself alone, for instance, instead of, you know, an entire house full of nickel and dimes and action figures and autographs and stuff like that. And I'm just trying to figure out the best way I can go about insuring that just in case.
Why do you want to keep it, I guess, is my question.
there goes Todd, who's never had a frivolous purchase in his life.
There we go.
So I guess, Andy, what I the thing, I mean, this is outside of something I've ever dealt with, but the first thing I would think of would, I know storage facilities. What if you were to put it into a storage facility? Would they have insurance?
Or just bring it over to BJ's house?
Yeah,
that works too. Well, you'll never get it back, but yeah, you could.
But I mean, if it's in your house, right, and your house burns down or it gets stolen, you can't. It sounds like you can't get insurance. I'm sure there's somebody out there for the right price who would insure it. Lloyd's of London, I think, right? They do all kinds of things, right? But if you're really serious about keeping it, I would consider if you could find a storage facility that has adequate insurance for something like that. That might be something to look into.
You know, Andy, if you want to, go on to our you can go on the KISW Facebook page and post on there. There's got to be somebody who's an insurance agent listening to us right now that actually could help you out, because, I mean, collecting is real. It's definitely a real thing. Sure. I also know there are stores that sell these things, and the secondary market. I just think of like our buddies up at Zulu's in Bothell. They have Magic the Gathering cards that are already opened and purchased. So in a way, they're collecting them, but they can get a good amount of money on the secondary market. And when their store was robbed, they had insurance coverage for it. And it's the same thing. It's like, it's not a product that's sealed. It's mm-hmm. already been purchased, and yet it still has value. So somebody covers them. So I can't imagine an individual can't get something.
You would think, I mean, it's not your normal day-to-day insurance policy, right?
Yeah. I mean, and then there are umbrella policies that maybe that could cover that. I don't know, or something. I don't know.
They have caps in them. That's a lot. $120,000.
Yeah. That's a lot of dough.
That's quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, Todd, somebody's willing to take your money, if you're willing to pay it.
Yeah. Very important text before we get out of here. What does Todd think about string cheese? Peel or take bites?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, peel it.
Thank you.
CBJ? Thank goodness. You're the only weirdo.
I'm the monster.
Why? That's why it's string. You gotta,
right?
It doesn't come like string, though, does it? It comes in a tube.
That's why you peel it.
It's a log. It's a string. To me, it's log cheese.
Are they called log cheese? No.
I don't know why they don't.
It's not as appealing sounding.
Yeah. Would you like some of my log cheese? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we say farewell to Todd Peach from BECU.org.
Been real.
Don't forget, if you live, you work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a proud member of BECU like I am, like Todd is. And boy, they do everything a bank does except some of the bad things that sometimes banks can do. They do a lot of good stuff for you because it's member owned. And don't forget, if you have a question and you didn't get through on the phone lines, just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Todd answers all the questions. Plus, it will take you to a webpage that's got some great resources that are free that can give you so much information about financial stuff. So check that all out, Todd.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.